Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. We're here each and every week, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for the entire football season. And this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now give us a warm welcome again for the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick.
Thank you.
So, Coach, we're back once again. Week 3 is just around the corner. Week number 2 is behind us, and Valwood is behind us after an incredible, incredible game. 6-7, the final score. Knights come up short by 1 point, but it was a defensive battle. This week we go on the road for the first time. Lanier County is the destination, but first we have to go back to last weekend. 0-0 through 4 quarters of play. I don't think I've ever seen that before, and I don't think I've seen 3 kickbacks ever before in my life. We're making records, aren't we?
We're doing something special. It'd just be better if we were winning them.
Last week when we were starting the ball game, we were talking about Simpson was probably going to be out. He had the turf toe. Surprise, surprise. Simpson's in the lineup, but not at quarterback. Out in the slot, out on the receiving wing. Denver's at quarterback. Talk about that change and why he was lined up that way instead of not at starting quarterback.
Well, he couldn't push off with his foot, so he said he could run and do some things. So we put him out there as a threat just to get another guy out of the box and make their coach sweat as much as possible. And then later on in the game, he heard it. We moved him back quarterback. We were struggling a little bit, and he went back in there. And I thought he got us going a little bit up and down the field at times, but he re-injured the toe and went out. And we're probably going to be without him now for about 3 or 4 weeks. So, you know, we're going to grind through it, and Denver's going to do a good job. I thought Denver did a good job Friday night, and he'll continue to get better and better. We've kind of limited a little bit of things what we've done. We've reduced the playbook a little bit and about got down to 5 running plays and about 6 pass plays. And we're going to go out there and see if we can execute those really, really well and make a play.
Talk about the change, because I thought maybe the mindset was if you put Simpson out there with Sheffield out there, you're forcing the defense to think more pass, more pass. Were you trying to stretch the field at all and make them play that game, or was it just – you had to make the change?
Well, we want to stretch the field, but at the same time, you also have to be pretty limited. You know, Jalen was not going to probably outrun too many people with that toe as bummed up as it was, and we knew that. But, you know, you put the pressure on them to guard the perimeter, and hopefully we're going to be able to get some stuff inside. But they were very good up in the middle, and we took a few chances on the outside, and we just didn't hit any of them. We dropped a few, and you know, that was kind of the difference on the night was, you know, we catch a couple here and there and we got a chance. And I told the kids that all week, if we catch 3 of them, we get 21 points. I felt like we'd win the game. And really, if we just caught 1 of them, we probably would have won the game. But it was what it was, and we knew what we were going into. We knew it was going to be a defensive battle, and I thought it was going to be that way all week. I didn't think it would be 0-0, but
nobody did.
You know, I thought probably 14-13 another game, but it's two really good football teams. Hopefully we'll be playing each other again in November at Mercer, but there's a lot of stuff to do. You got a lot of stuff to do before then, so we got a lot of things to get corrected.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network, talking with the coach about last weekend's game. Defense was premier, and Cameron Gardner got the start as the team captain, and he launched off in that game.
Yeah, he played really well. It's what we talk about. You play like you practice, and Cameron had a really good week of practice. Played really well Friday night. I thought, you know, maybe the first series he was a little slow off the ball. Then all of a sudden, boom, he was all over the place making plays.
He
got a couple of game speed. I think it caught a little bit of us all off guard because they started running the hurry up, and we were off guard, and all of a sudden, he was in the backfield. Well, he had 2 sacks.
Yeah, 2 sacks.
He had 2 sacks, a bunch of hurries in the backfield, some tackles in the backfield. So You know, I know that he played really, really well, but he practiced that way all week. And so, you know, it just kind of spills over you. What you do during the week, you know, kind of spills out there on Friday night.
Defense was premier at the 333 mark in the first quarter. Goal line stance. This game was played between the 30s. Cameron Gardner makes a huge stop. The rest of the guys come in and gang tackle. You like that swarming defense. Talk about that goal line stance. That was crucial because they were marching and you shut them down cold.
Well, you know, that's a big play. We didn't have to play that other fourth down play if we don't jump off sides on the extra on the field goal. But it played off to be good because what if their guy hits the chip shot and we lose 3-0? But, you know, in the end, it was those that defensive guys, our defensive front, our linebackers did a good job right there, and they swarmed to the football. And, you know, that's what you got to do on defense is get to the ball, and our guys did a great job reading their keys, and they got there and made a play.
Yeah, an interception early in the ball game, and after that, it was just linemen going after each other, beating each other up. And you also had the high emotion. Talk about the emotion of the game. The first 5 minutes, was that pure emotion or was that real gameplay that we saw? What would you say?
I think it's gameplay. I think it's just, you know, you've had two high emotion games, you know, and I think our kids have handled it well. They played hard through it, you know. They've done an excellent job at times, you know, playing through that emotion. You know, I know the first week, some of the guys were, coach, I'm playing. Oh, yeah. You know, I just tell them, take a deep breath. It's the adrenaline running off. Take a deep breath. Catch your breath. You'll get your feet. And let's go. Keep going. You got to keep playing through it. And, you know, that game was a high emotion game all night long. And, you know, I thought we responded well. I thought we played hard. And, again, there wasn't nobody want a number one and number two battle to be any different. I guess we separated by 1 point. You know, just that we were the 1 point short. But I thought on the night, the kids played really hard and did a good job.
Take us in the locker room at halftime. We were talking about it's 0-0, the same as last year. It has the same vibe as last year. What's going through your thought to make sure they don't go down the road of last year mentally coming out of that locker room?
We didn't really think about any of that, what we did last year, and mentally what coming out and going down that road. I just told them, I said, listen, we were right here last year, and we know what to do. Just come out and respond. Come out and play. And my biggest thing was, just go have fun. Let's go have fun, play hard, you know, and go out there and execute and give yourself a chance to win. And you know what? We went out and gave ourselves a chance to win right there at the end. It didn't happen, but, you know, we put ourselves in that position to do that, and I thought the kids, you know, laid it all on the line. You watch film, there's some things that's got to be fixed. Guys, you know, I thought they played really, really hard. They probably could have played a little harder at times, but, you know, we got a few things we got to correct, and we talked about it this week, but, you know, the kids did a good job, and I don't think it would have been, you know, I don't think you could have scripted it any better for two teams at number one and number two to be 0-0 at the end of the game. So, and then to make the decision to go play in overtime and, you know, go for two, go for the win. And that's kind of what I'm going to go for the win. So that's just my demeanor. I'm not going to really think about it. What is it they say, a tie? It's like kissing your sister. Sorry. We're going to go for it. So
no kissing your sister at a football game is what you're saying?
No kissing my sister at a football game. No.
Well, we're going to come right back for more of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show with the head coach. This is the Bishop Media Sports Radio Network. Back in a moment with the head coach after this word.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Southern Hardware off Exit 29 on Highway 82 with everything a hardware store should have and more, including Echo Power Equipment and over 150 zero-turn mowers in stock. Featuring the Gravely zero-turn mowers with welded decks, starting at $28.99. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
How about it now? This is Jamie at Southern Hardware. We got a little bit of all of it and a whole lot of some of it. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Southern Hardware off Exit 29 on Highway 82. Check us out on Facebook.
Southern Hardware, Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida's leading volume dealers.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times. Or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Nat's Landing in St. Simons. And this segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Back with the head coach again, looking back at last week and just a little bit longer before we move on to week three in Lanier County. Go back to the game last week. You had Simpson in the lineup. The injury happens, and Anthony goes back in to take over at quarterback again. How much of a mental shift, coaching shift was there? You had started with him, then you changed it, now you're back to that scheme. How much of a big shift was that?
From a fan's perspective and everybody else that watches, I don't know if everybody understands all the intricacies that go on the field, who we got at what slot back or who we're playing at tailback or who's at wide receiver, who can go, who can't go, who's over here on the IR list and who's sitting on the bench. We juggle a lot of things on the sideline, and we're a pretty small group. We're limited to what we can and can't do, so when you start looking around and somebody's got a cramp and somebody's got a hip injury and somebody's got this hurt, you have, as a coach, the strategy. I mean, it's a little different at the bigger schools than what we see on Saturday and Sunday. These guys are, they're programmed to go in and know all this stuff. And some of our younger kids, I thought, did a good job battling. But again, you know, we can't call on some of those guys to be the guy deep down the sideline, you know, like we could on some of our older guys. So, with that being said, you know, when Jalen goes out, it's not just Jalen that goes out. Then it becomes we're playing musical chairs and moving people everywhere, and it becomes a challenge. And I think, and I have to congratulate the coaches on both sides. Our guys have done a really good job of getting guys prepared to play everywhere in numerous positions and juggling guys everywhere, and the kids. And then you have to compliment the kids because, you know, sometimes in practice they work at defensive end, they're playing outside linebacker, or they may be inside linebacker and a defensive tackle, or outside linebacker and a defensive back, and you just rotate them around, and one day they're practicing this, and the next day they're practicing that. They have to remember it, and then on offense they have to turn around and learn different positions too, two positions on offense. So our kids are playing four positions. It ain't like when you go to the big schools where I'm just the outside linebacker, yeah, you know, and that's what I do. Our guys are learning four spots and having to know it. And when somebody goes down, you know, you're trying to move people around, and you know that. I think that gets lost sometimes with our fan base at times of what we're trying to do. Sometimes, you know, that just happens. But I thought our coaches did an outstanding job Friday night in a high intensity game of getting the people in the right places and getting us to 0-0. With a chance to win it in overtime. And then you got to go for two, and you're looking to see who you've even got on the field to run a 2-point play with. So it becomes a challenge. And those are some of the things that we do, and that's the part of the game that you love. And, you know, I don't sleep much, but at the same time, you just get prepared, and you know that's going to happen, and you get kids ready. And that's what I told the coaches in the meeting on Sunday, and I told the coaches all day, last 2 days, just, we got to rep them, and if they get beat, they get beat. But we're going to get beat playing hard, and we're going to get beat doing what we do. And we're not going to do anything really, really special. We're just going to go out and play hard.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And let's talk about that overtime situation. And you're able to – they actually score first, 7-0 at that point. You guys get the ball, you line up. You try to pound it inside, you try to pound it inside, and you have the option now. Go for the big play, and we all know you're a gunslinger, or do you line up and go for the one and go for the tie? Take us through the coach's head on why you go for two and not go for the one.
That was easy. I just looked over on the sideline. I had eight guys standing over there that wasn't playing. I was like, okay, we ain't going to last in another overtime. And so at that point, we're going for the win, and then I had to figure out who our playmaker was on the field at the time. You know, okay, who, you know, Isaiah just ran it 16 yards and was gassed, so who's the next guy that I can get the ball to that can outrun somebody and make a play? And I drew Patrick's name out of the hat, and I said, can you do it? And he said, yeah, coach. You know, and the play's there. We missed a couple things, and it didn't happen. They did a good job. But overall, you know, I'll be honest, I didn't even think about kicking the field goal at that point. When I looked over my shoulder and we had so many people that were, you know, trying to weather the storm, and I was going for the win. So if we win, we lose, you know, we were going to get out of there alive. That was the key at that point.
Third quarter, however, there was a point where I thought you may go for a fake punt. Was there any consideration midway through the quarter when it felt like momentum was shifting, you had the opportunity to keep momentum on your side? Did you ever contemplate going for the fake and keep the ball in your hand?
I did at midfield at one point. I almost called it. And then number four, I couldn't see him. He'd come out behind the guy, and he stepped out into the gap right where we were about to call it and run it. And, you know, at that point, when he got into that gap, it was a no-go. That became my call at that point, so it was a no-go. But I almost called it. And but when he stepped over there, that put one more man than what we had. And we were actually talking about it on the headset, and all of a sudden he stepped out, and we just didn't do it.
One more question we have to ask. You had a big run back. You had the penalties. You got the long pass down to the two-yard line. From our vantage point, it was a catch, maybe even over the back. There's no flags being thrown. There were some flags that were missed on hard hits over by the flagpole and other places. Officiating is going to take over the ball game, fourth quarter action. Really slowed it down. What do you see as a coach, and how do you coach that as a team gets more frustrated, the fans get more frustrated, and the yellows just keep flowing?
Well, I talked to the kids this week about it. You know, no talking. I'm not even going to talk to them anymore. That does no good. That's the definition of insanity. Keep going out there and trying to ask for an explanation, and nobody can give you one. So we got to go play. Keep your mouth shut, go play. And just do the best we can with what cards were dealt. So if that's what happens, it happens. We get a flag, we're just going to have to deal with it and move on. My wife was thinking about just getting me some emoji signs pulling in my back pocket so that I don't say anything to them, so I can just hold them up, you know. But that's just kind of the way it is. And, you know, referees are human too. They make mistakes. They just seem to make more than the average human on a Friday night.
Yeah, that's true sometimes. All right, let's talk about Lanier. You guys go on the road for the first time. How important is it for you to shift gears, to get off from the home field, hit the road, and get some bonding time and have some road trip?
I think it'll be great. I don't have the mother field or line it, so it'll be awesome. It won't be hot, and I won't be miserable going into it all sweaty. So I get to ride a bus in my shirt and tie and coat, and we'll get off the bus and get ready to play. So, you know, that's one of those things. I think it's good for the kids to get out and go play and travel. It's a good distance, you know, about 2 hours from here. It's not going to be like going, well, it's almost like going to Megan an hour more. But, you know, you try to get some things scheduled where you go and you get out there and play. I think it'll be a good environment. I don't know much about Lanier themselves besides what I've seen them on film. But they're going to be big and athletic, and they're pretty fast. But, you know, if we play like we're coached and we play discipline football, we have a chance.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the game this weekend, Lanier and Frederica. We'll be right back for more of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Head coach Brandon Derrick on the Fisher Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights! Fresh local seafood on St. Simons Island, St. Simons Seafood. Located at 2463 Demery Road in the shops at Demery Plaza, next to Demery Grill. St. Simons Seafood has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simons Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon Seafood or call 912-634-2646, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Eric on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bonswicker on location at Nats Landing on St. Simon's, and this segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus. Parker's, St. Simon Seafood, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Talking with the head coach as they go on the road this weekend, Lanier County is the destination. Lanier is 0-1, as the Knights will go on the road 0-2 on the season. However, they have a pretty solid team at receiver. They have some guys over 6 foot. And one thing we did see last week positively, great coverage by our men downfield. Is that a key element going into this weekend to keep that coverage up?
Oh, yeah. I think the secondary's played outstanding in the last two games, and they continue to do that. You know, I think we went over it a lot this week. I feel like our guys, even our younger guys, are going to be ready to go. So, you know, we're a little nicked up back there with some of our skill kids, but all our guys have been out there getting reps. They've been trying to see it. We've been trying to show them what it's going to be like. You know, the one thing we can't really show is, you know, that Lanier's wide receiver 6'4 and 6'5. You know, we don't have a 6'4 and 6'5 guy, I don't think, you know, on the whole team. So so trying to show that is that's hard to mimic. But for the most part, you know, covering things and looking at routes and knowing formations and recognizing some of that stuff, I felt like we had pretty good dial. It was pretty dialed in on that, so I felt pretty good about it.
Well, last week, Avery Cobb is giving up several inches to the receiver, and he broke up plays. He was sticking with them, causing frustration. Can Avery do the same thing with a 6'5", 6'6" guy?
Well, Avery's out with a hip injury, so we're going to be limited there. We're out with Avery's out. Jalen's out in the secondary, so we got two guys in the secondary out. We're going to be rolling some people around, moving some people there, and so going to have an interesting group back there. You're going to find some names you're going to be calling on Friday night that you probably hadn't called a little bit lately, but you know what? I feel confidence in them. I got confidence in those kids. They're going to go out there and do their job, and they prepared themselves this week. They practiced hard. They've got themselves ready, and we're going to go play with what we got, and, you know, we're going to get better.
Lanier has a starting quarterback, Rockinson, wearing jersey number 9, if you're watching this weekend, sophomore, 5'10". He can run. He can pass 130 yards passing last week. They are going to pass a lot more than we've seen, right?
Yeah, they're going to throw it deep, and we have to be ready to stop it. You know, but we got to get some pressure on them up front, and I think our D-line will do that. You know, I think our defensive line has done a really good job this year of containing athletic quarterbacks. You know, Raekwon with Charlton, and then Caleb Burns here this past week with Valwood was, you know, keep them contained, and they've done a really good job not giving up any big play off a busted run or anything. And so I expect the same with our D-line. They do a good job, and our linebackers, our press linebackers, whoever's got it on that side does a good job on that press point. So it's been a pretty good week. I think we'll be all right there.
Last week, the defensive line could not get in the backfield too much because the two lines were so much matched up, pushing, you're standing straight up and down. There's not a lot of line movement. This week, do we have a better opportunity to get our line in the backfield and mess things up?
I think so. I think we're, you know, our slanting and stuff like that, we were not – We tried to limit a little bit of the slanting last week to make sure we plant base and not slant ourselves out of it. Might slant some more this week, but I feel like our guys would have a little bit better technique, a little better technique sound, and we'll do a good job up front. I think we'll get some more pressure on the quarterback. Thing is, we got to stay on that back shoulder and keep him hemmed up. Don't let him bounce outside.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and we're continuing to talk about the game this weekend. And let's talk a little bit about the scoring. It's been frustrating this year to not see big points, big plays. How concerned are you about the scoring, the offensive mechanism right now for Frederica?
Again, it's been musical chair Friday night. We've been playing it, so you got to go with the guys that can go and try to get some plays, and you got to play into what they know and what we can do. You know, we've not hit a big play yet.
No.
So, you know, we're due a few of them. You know, I don't know if it'll be this Friday or next Friday, but I think that it's just time. We have to be patient. We have to keep getting better and in practice, keep grinding it out and make some plays. And I feel like we will. You know, I don't think we've lost our big play capability just because it's not happened. You got to remember that the caliber of competition you play sometimes limits your big plays. And we've limited. I mean, when you think about it, we played Charlton. They scored 43 points this past Friday night, and we held them to really 7. Mm-hmm. So we limited their big play capability at the same time. And, you know, Valwood scoring, they scored 21 on a GHSA team that's going to be pretty good this year out of Bowden, and we held them to 0 in regulation. So, you know, when you got two teams, when you got two good defensive teams like we were, and we faced, you know, the other night with Charlton too. So you got these teams that are very good defensively, and they're fundamentally sound, and they read their keys, and they do their job. It's going to be a challenge, you know, score points on people. So we just got to be better, and that's about my fault on offense. I haven't done a real good job of calling the offense, and I've got to get on that side a little bit more and do more things. I really put a huge focus on defense these first two or three games just to keep us in the game, and it's been my fault. So we'll get better, or, you know, I'll just turn it over to somebody or something. I'll FaceTime my old offense coordinator or something.
We've got a quarterback that can definitely run out of the pocket. We have Isaiah Jackson in the backfield, who does an outstanding job. Will we see a lead blocker, someone to get in and give that extra push? Because the line is having a tough time getting that 5-yard push downfield. Will we get a lead blocker in this one?
It's funny you say that we would go to a 2-back set this week in practice, huh? We did. We went to a 2-back set in on the offense and a tight end a little bit. You know, try to get matchups and get up inside. And maybe, you know, maybe they'll blitz themselves out of a play here or there and do some things. So, you know, it is what it is. And I think that Deke coming back this week, being healthy, is going to really help us, you know, on defense and offense. He's got a lot of reps. And, you know, we have to just be ready to go. If your number's called, you've got to make a play. And, you know, they've done a good job this week trying to dial it in and stay focused. And I thought our scout team's done a good job trying to generate the look we're going to see.
Who's emerging as team captains? Because we saw a different rotation of captains at the game coin flip last week. Who are you seeing as really emerging right now, as taking over the locker room, the field, the attitude?
You know, it's strange. We got seniors and sophomores. It's a whole different group, and sometimes it's different days when who takes over and comes out there. But, you know, we've got to get a little more consistency there, I believe. But when you're beat up, nicked up, you got guys in the training room and everywhere else trying to get healthy. That's another thing. But, you know, I think right now up front, you know, defensively, like I said, Cameron's done a good job with the defensive line up front. And Mike Tindall does, you know, as the center on the offensive front, they do a really good job. So those two guys right now really kind of, you know, they're trying to make the – keep the ship from rocking too much and get everything ready. So, you know, they've done a good job. And we continue to see people make plays. I mean, last week we put in little Thomas Grimm at 5'6", 145 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Guard. Oh, yeah.
And he played his butt off, and he did a great job. I mean, the guys in front of him are 250 pounds, but he did a good job. And so when your number gets called, go in and make a play and just keep playing hard. And I think that's what the kids are going to do.
One final question as we think about coming up this weekend. With the quarterback situation, who's the backup quarterback, Coach?
Jaden Rose is the backup quarterback right now. The two quarterbacks that started out, you know, the starter and the backup are both injured. So now Now we're to Denver, and then Jaden Rose will be the backup quarterback. He was getting some snaps in there today.
Okay, so he does know he is the backup.
Yes, he does. He did say, do not put me in, but I said, okay, if somebody goes down, you got to go in. So it is what it is. Your number gets called. You got to go make a play, and I think they'll make the play.
Well, thanks again, Coach, for being with us. Again, Lanier, we're going on the road this weekend, everybody. Thanks for joining us on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. We have Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for the Brandon Derrick Coaching Show. For right now, I'm the Rich Bontrager saying goodnight, and we'll see you at the stadium.